Welcome to the Reclamation Nation, where we help you reclaim control of your health and wellness. I'm Coach Ryan, a certified personal trainer, health coach, and former military physical trainer with certifications in orthopedic exercise, longevity, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and behavioral change. I have over 30 years in the fitness industry.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer. I'm a practicing pharmacist, health coach, and certified functional medicine specialist. I have over 10 years of personal and professional experience in the health and wellness field.
Our goal is to raise awareness about the responsibility and potential you have in managing your own health.
As a reminder, nothing in this podcast is designed to diagnose, treat, or cure health illnesses, but is presented as educational and entertainment material. Please consult your personal healthcare provider with any specific needs.
Hey, welcome back to Reclamation Nation podcast. My name is Coach Ryan. I'm going to be flying solo today as Dr. Jen continues her education on HeartMath and her mindful meditation series. It is just, it's amazing stuff. Listen. If you are one of those people who feels like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, I don't care if you're a high-level CEO, if you're an executive, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a parent, busy parent, whatever. You don't have to be any particular type of person except to feel that the weight of the world is on your shoulders and you're not sure how you're going to deal with this. Dr. Jen is in the process of learning some really, really cool stuff, and I believe that it's going to help a lot of people like that. So if you are one of those people, please find her on social media. Dr. Jen, I think it's drjenniferfernandez.com, and just look her up, please, because it's really amazing stuff. Don't wait until all of the weight of the world is on your shoulders and it just buries you. Don't wait until that. Don't wait until you suffer from the burnout. Just deal with it now. Understand that this is probably going to happen. How many times have we seen some CEO or executive or somebody who just went off the rails, right? Because they suffered from burnout, but they never did anything about it. And she is learning about ways to deal with that can help so many people. Fully support everything she's doing. It's going to be really cool, and I can't wait to have her back on here to talk about it. If you listened last time, you know that we talked about, which loop did we talk about? The habit loop. We talked about the habit loop last time. And a lot of what you're going to hear today when we talk about the negative fear loop is going to be similar to what you heard in the habit loop. If you have coffee, please drink it now as I am. Okay. If we are talking about the negative fear loop, we're talking about a trigger event. Everything starts in cognitive behavioral change. Everything starts with a trigger event. Now, that trigger event is viewed through a couple of different lenses. An emotional lens or a logical lens. So either we are looking at it and initiating a thought process, or and then that elicits an emotion, or we're looking at it through the emotional lens and then that triggers the internal thought dialogue. Regardless, both things are going to happen. It's going to be filtered through the amygdala. And the purpose of the amygdala back in the day was to basically to judge things, right? We were programmed with three basic requirements. All animals are programmed with three basic requirements, three primal requirements. Pain avoidance, procreation, and food. Those are the three things that we're really programmed for. If we don't need food and we're not looking to procreate, we're on cruise control, right? Everything's fine. And then we have this trigger event. Now, this trigger event is processed through the amygdala, sets off the emotions based on our own personal biases, and is filtered through the neocortex. The neocortex is the judge. The neocortex is going to tell us this is bad. This is bad. Uh-oh, here we go. Look out. And then that sets off a cascade of chemicals that produces a reaction. Understand, we've already gone through the emotional response, the thought process. It's been judged as bad. The cascade of chemicals has happened. This all happens in nanoseconds. This is all immediate. Like, you couldn't blink your eye and stop this. This is so rapid. And so our reaction then, again, talking about negative fear loop, the negative part is what I really want you to focus on here, is when we do bad things. So we get cut off in traffic, we run them down, we get into an altercation, that produces another cascade of endorphins, we feel good, we're on a high, right? If you've ever felt that high, you know what I'm talking about. And once we get that cascade of endorphins, that reinforces this behavior. So that's the loop. We have a trigger event, it's judged, we have a reaction, and we have a result, just like in the habit loop. Well, just like in the habit loop, we're not able to change the trigger. We can't control somebody cutting us off in traffic. We can't control the need for the endorphin release. The only thing we can change is how we view what just happened. So we have the logical lens, we have the emotional lens. The best thing you can do if something like that happens and you feel that cascade happening, that reaction cascade, the best thing you can do is just pull over. Calm down. Positive internal dialogue. I'm fine. Nobody got hurt. Everything's okay. I have insurance. You know, if you were clipped, I have insurance. Everything's going to be fine. I hope they make it where they're going. I hope they don't hurt themselves or anybody else. We don't very often do that, though, do we? So it takes practice. It takes a lot of practice. But understanding what's going on in the brain can help you engage in this process and really start to slow down a little bit. And this could be anything. This could be walking into work and the boss says, hey, you know, I need these files. I need a response on all these files. And it's a huge stack of files. And you already have a ton of work to do. And so you go through the negative fear loop. And you go, what? Screw you. I'm out of here. Now, that wasn't probably the best option. Maybe it was. Maybe this has been going on for a long time. And this is something else I want to talk about. How many times have we heard somebody went off for no reason? For no reason. That is never true. I don't believe that is ever, ever true, that somebody went off for no reason. I want you to think about this negative fear loop as a kind of a circuit. And the trigger event is flipping the switch. And then the electricity travels through, right? The current travels through. If there's no light bulb at the end of that to complete that circuit, then what do you have? You have a dead switch. And so somebody might be flipping that switch for years, but because there was no endorphin release, because there was no positive outcome, and when I say positive outcome, I mean, I'm talking about the endorphin release. I'm talking about the high that they felt because of something they did. Because there was never any of that, then they just keep flipping the switch. The switch just keeps getting flipped over and over and over with no outcome. And then suddenly somebody puts a light bulb in there, or suddenly somebody flips the other switch on the other side of the room. I don't know if you have those rooms in your house. We do. And I hate it. Where you have two switches that control one light. I hate that. But anyway, so let's say the current is completed and the circuit is completed and the current flows through and boom. Now they decide to react. But this could have been going on for years and years, and they just never had the endorphin release, and it's built up time after time after time, and now all of a sudden, boom, they've decided they want that endorphin release, and there they go. I think the word they use is snapped. They snapped like a rubber band, and when I say that, you have to understand that somebody's been pulling that rubber band for a really, really, really long time with no positive feedback, with no positive internal dialogue. And that is how we overcome the negative fear loop, by interdicting when something is judged as bad, interdicting our negative cascade with positive self-talk, with positive internal dialogue. Maybe your parents are berating you for years and years and years. You know, chances are they don't even know you anymore. They've just kept up the same lines over and over. They don't even know you. They don't know what you're capable of. They don't know. They've never believed in you, right? But you believe in yourself. And this is one of the things I teach in mindful strength training is you have to understand that your brain is so much more amazing than anybody else can give it credit for. It's up to you to live out that potential, though. And so interdicting, you know, whether it's a road rage incident or years of being berated by a boss or a coworker or, you know, in school or your parents, interdicting those negative, that negative internal dialogue with positive internal dialogue by just saying, nope, no, not today. I am not going to succumb to your negative external dialogue, and I'm going to input positive internal dialogue. I'm going to feel good about myself today. Yes, this situation sucks. Yeah, maybe harvest didn't go the way we thought. Yeah, maybe we're behind the eight ball a few, you know, $25,000. Okay. Engage that logical lens and find a way out. Look for an opening. Put the lens cap back on the emotional lens. You don't need that right now. What you need is to interdict this negative fear loop with positive internal dialogue. Start looking for a positive outcome and take action toward a positive outcome. But that's on you. You have to do that. Now that you know what's going on, the process, the loop, and again, it happens in nanoseconds. Once you start to feel that way, you can interdict and say, no, not today. That's not how I'm going to react. Nope. That's not going to benefit anybody. Long term, that's not going to help anything. It's not going to change what has already happened because that event is already done. And this is what I teach in mindful strength training, that each moment is tied with movement and it's done. And then it's over. It doesn't exist anymore. And you can't give it, only you can give it power. Only you can continue this event by the negative emotion that you provide. And it thrives on negative emotion. So stop it. Stop it in its tracks. Tell it no. I don't need that cascade. You know what? I'm going to feel good about myself because I did not do what I wanted to do. I pulled off to the side of the road. I took a breath. I thanked the universe that everybody is safe. I have, you know, sent out positive confirmation that they will be safe to where they're going and that they don't hurt anybody else. I feel good about that. You still need that positive cascade at the end. You can't change the trigger event, so you have to take it upon yourself to interdict the negative thought patterns that occur. These may have been, again, these may have been in place for years and years and years. It doesn't mean you can't start to change them today. That is our negative fear loop, and that's how you get out of your negative fear loop, and that's how you stop bad things from happening after bad things happen. I hope this has helped you to some degree. You can find me at ryanricefitness.com if you're interested in training, if you're interested in the mindful strength training where we tie emotion to movement. Please go check it out. If you want to find Dr. Jenny Marie, you can find her on Instagram, Dr. Jenny Marie. You can find her at drjenniferfernandez.com. Till next time, thanks for listening. Rice out.